Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We bring in the former Orioles GM. His name is Dan Duquette. Dan, it's been a while. Great to hear your voice and catch up with you. How you been?
Hey, good, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. Tell everyone what you've been up to as of late, if you would, because, you know, a lot of people may not be clear on what you're doing these days.
Oh, I've been doing consulting. I've got a couple of clients in the sports and media entertainment business. I got a couple of projects that I did with Major League Baseball, and I've been working with my two young boys. One's 14, the other one's 7, and they're playing ball on some travel teams.
Well, how much are you keeping up with the Orioles these days as the rebuild? You know, it began right after you left, and it continues till this day.
Yeah, well, I follow the Orioles. We still got quite a few guys that we signed that I check in on. And, you know, these rebuilds are hard to do. I'm not a big fan of the rebuild. I think you ought to try to be as competitive as you can every year because too many things can happen. But anyway, I'm encouraged by some of the things that I've seen. You know, this is a tough year. You know, they started late, and, you know, you had the COVID year, and, you know, things have been tough, especially for pitching, right? You know, it's been hard. It's been hard for the clubs to find enough pitching to go around. But, you know, I think, you know, teams are getting in the swing of things. And, you know, the Orioles, they have a decent core, and they have some more players on the way. You know, they need to find a solution to some of the gaps in their, you know, some of the positions that they need more depth. But, you know, there's some help on the horizon along with some of the young guys you see doing pretty well there in the big league.
Well, as you mentioned, several of these pitchers that you drafted are about to be called up. At least we're anticipating seeing Grayson Rodriguez and D.L. Hall very soon. That has to be exciting for you, Dan. What do you recall about them before selecting them in the draft?
Well, I mean, Grayson Rodriguez is pretty impressive. I mean, he's probably one of the better pitching prospects that the Orioles have had in a long, long time. You know, in fact, I know he is because he's got all the pitches, and he's got really good control. So I mean, our guys like them. It's always tough when you draft a high school kid because you know the odds are against them staying healthy and you know pitching in the big leagues for a long period of time. But this kid's got a nice build and a really good competitor. And, you know, I think he's one of the top prospects in the minors, right, across all of baseball.
Number one.
Yeah, there's a couple of publications that had him right up there. And, you know, I mean, he should have a good future. I mean, like I said, the Orioles, I don't think, have had a pitching prospect of this caliber in a long, long time. But you know, the other kid, D.L. Hall, if he can harness his stuff, I mean, he's got some unbelievable pitches. If he can harness his stuff, he's got a chance to be a top-notch pitcher too. I mean, he's just got two really powerful pitches that are going to give the very best major league hitters some, you know, serious challenges. Those two guys together, if you can get them to the big leagues and keep them healthy, you could have some building blocks for your rotation.
And then, of course, they have Adley Rutschman. Everyone is waiting for him to make his major league debut, obviously selected after you departed. A lot of fans thought he would be promoted this week. Didn't occur, Dan. But do you recall when Manny made his debut? What I recall is you just happened to mention it late at night. It was after a win, I believe, against the Royals. And then all of a sudden, the next night, he's up making his major league debut, and you had more than 21,000. I thought if you had given it more than 24 hours notice, you would have doubled the crowd.
Yeah. Well, I'm big on prospects coming up to help the team. I'm not big on hyping prospects as though they're the answer to your major league team. Your major league team is your major league team. And the prospects, when they come up, if they're good, they'll be good major league players, you know. But Manny, you know, everybody was worried about Manny. And we did a good job with Manny because we went down there when he was playing shortstop. We went down there and laid the foundation for him to move over to third base by giving him, you know, some fundamentals of the position. So, if we did decide to bring him up, and then we had a spot on our team, right? We had a spot on our team available. And, you know, Manny's just a fantastic third baseman. He came up and he did a terrific job. But everybody said, well, what about Manny Machado? Are you afraid of bringing him up too early? Are you afraid he won't be able to compete? And I just said, well, I've seen a lot of ball players that don't have the tools that Manny Machado has, and I would worry more about bringing those guys up than bringing up Manny Machado, because from what I've seen of Manny Machado, I only seen him in a short period of time, but Manny can do just about everything to help you win a ball game. And that was the right time to bring him up. I mean, he's just a natural ball player, and you know, our fans and our team were the beneficiaries of his talent.
Certainly were, as we chat with former Orioles GM Dan Duquette here on Sports with Coleman. In regards to having to trade Manny, hindsight is always 20/20. I recall clamoring for it all the time back then, Dan, but I know you guys felt like you could win. But in retrospect, do you feel like if you pulled the trigger earlier, the return might have been greater?
Well, yeah, I'm sure we could have gotten more from Manny if we wanted to trade him earlier. I wanted to sign him long term with the Orioles, and there was a time when we tried to do that, and we got fairly close, but we weren't able to do that. But you know, our projections on Manny was that, you know, he was going to be the best everyday player that the club had since Ripken, and you know, I think our projections were right. So, my first choice would have been to sign him to a longer term deal, so the club would have had the benefit of his services for a couple of years beyond his free agency.
Dan, we've seen the game.
That didn't work out.
Oh, go ahead.
We had to trade him. So,
yeah, was that management saying, all right, now's the time? And I'm talking about the big boss, ownership saying, because you were management, saying, all right, now's the time, go ahead and deal him.
Well, I mean, we thought we could be competitive in 2018. We thought we could be competitive in 2018, but things didn't work out.
No, it
we had a lot of talented players on that team when we started the year. A lot of the players that were on the core of the teams that made the playoffs.
Yep.
So I don't I don't regret trying to be competitive. I'm not gonna apologize for trying to be competitive. That's what you're supposed to try to do.
Well, you've seen this game evolve the last few years with some of the rule changes in place. Before, maybe you addressed those. Any thoughts on this decision to move the left field wall back to accommodate Orioles pitching? It was never discussed during your tenure, from what I can recall.
Yeah, I was chuckling. I see Judd took a shot at that. Judd didn't think too much of it, right? I guess because he hit a ball last night. He had two out, and the third one come up a little short.
Correct.
With the new dimension.
He and Aaron Boone took shots at build a ballpark.
And then Aaron was yucking it up too, and I thought to myself, "Come on, man, you guys get hit plenty of home runs out that short porch you got in right field at Yankee Stadium."
Exactly.
You know, and it's like you can hit them out anywhere else, but no, I wasn't involved in reconfiguring of the ballpark.
No, I know you weren't involved. I just was wondering if you had an opinion about the thing because of the fact that so many home runs have been given up, well, since you departed. I guess that's one of the analytical decisions that the geniuses in the warehouse made.
Yeah, well, you know, really the philosophy of pitching, and this goes back to Paul Richards, right? Paul Richards was the manager of the Orioles and the general manager, right?
Yep.
And he always schooled his teams to do two things as pitchers, and that was to eliminate the walk and the home run from the opponent's arsenal, right? And Paul Richards thought that was the best place to start. And why do we want to eliminate the home run? Because we don't have any fielders on the other side of the fence that can catch it, right? You know, we're out of business. Although, hey, have you seen that team, the Savannah Bananas? That's like that traveling baseball team.
I've heard about them.
Yeah, well, when they're playing, if somebody in the stands catches a foul ball, they have audience participation, and the guy in the field is out. The batter is out.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too. I thought it was pretty interesting.
More mitts in the ballpark. But you used to say you can't catch the ball on the other side of the fence, and now they raised the fence, so it's even harder to catch the ball on the other side of the left field wall.
Yeah, I think the fans, they like to see the ball go out of the ballpark, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of keeping the ball in the ballpark, and I thought our hitters did pretty well learning how to hit in that ballpark. You know, given some of the young right-hand hitters that the club has, that's going to hurt the club when they're playing 80 games at home for sure.
Well, it's hard to believe they're celebrating 30 years at Camden Yards. I don't know if you're coming back for any type of celebration. I know they're planning one this summer, but I do appreciate you taking the time. And don't be a stranger. Hopefully we can get you back on the program soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jerry. That's a great ballpark. I mean, great ballpark to watch a game, and a lot of good memories there from the teams we had. Thanks, buddy.
All right, good to catch up with Dan Duquette, the former Orioles GM who never sugarcoats it. That's what we like about having Dan Duquette on the program. And he is on Twitter. I just gave him a follow. He is at Dan Duquette, part of Duquette Consulting.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.